one thing I've seen a lot on social media this year is how you should decide whether or not to support the retention of a judge. This year, there are 28 judges up for retention statewide. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler spoke with the executive director of the Wyoming State Bar Association, Sharon Wilkinson, about how this process works.
Wyoming doesn't have elections for its judges. We have judicial nominations. So Article 5, Section 4C of the Wyoming Constitution establishes what's known as the Judicial Nominating Commission. And the Judicial Nominating Commission is made up of three lay members, you know, not lawyers, that are selected by the governor, then three members who are elected by the Wyoming State Bar members each year, so that's three lawyers, and then the Chief Justice of the Wyoming Supreme Court serves as the chair of the Judicial Nominating Commission. So how the process works in Wyoming is if there's a vacancy on the bench, interested candidates then submit what's called an expression of interest to the Judicial Nominating Commission. There's a lot that goes into when determining whether or not you want to express interest to serve as a judge. And then the Judicial Nominating Commission members have to review all of that information on each person that expresses interest. And so the Judicial Nominating Commission then meets to determine who it would like to interview. And then after the interviews, they select the top three candidates, and then they submit the names to the governor, and then the governor has 30 days to make that decision, but the public gets to weigh in on whether they should be retained or not.
And as voters are considering this information on their ballots, how are they supposed to find out information about these judges?
There aren't a whole lot of resources, unfortunately. So depending on the information that the public is looking for, there's information about the judges on the judicial branch website, but, you know, not extensive information. And otherwise, the poll is really the only way to learn about their performance issues.
The Wyoming State Bar has a judicial advisory poll. How does that work? What information is the bar providing to people? Basically, what is it?
It gives a good overview about what attorneys, what they thought on the judicial retention vote. So you can see the percentages of attorneys who voted either in favor or in opposition of a certain judge's retention. But it also gives you the individual snapshot on each judge with the numerical rating so that you could see how attorneys rated them in, you know, all those different areas, everything from, you know, the knowledge of the law to is the judge courteous and polite, and are his or her rulings come out in a timely manner? So it just provides the numerical ratings so that you can, so that the members of the public can see what the attorneys think of these the judge's performance.
And why do you think that's a helpful source for voters to have when considering retention?
I think the majority of the public, they don't have much experience with the justice system, and so I think this is the next best thing, is let's hear from the people who are in front of these judges, maybe not on a daily basis, but the poll asks attorneys to rate the judges whom they've been before within the last 24 months. So for the last 2 years, these attorneys have been practicing in these courts and working directly with these judges. Otherwise, there really isn't much information available to the public about the judges.
And are there any additional resources for people to find out more about these judges or the decisions that they make?
Another resource would be the Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics. That is a state entity that deals with all judicial complaints. And the Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics does put out an annual report, and so that would be an additional resource. But granted, they're only going to focus on the complaints that they've received, how many of them resulted in any type of disciplinary action. And as you can imagine, that's pretty minimal.
Yeah, and I think a big question that people could have when they're considering all of this is, why is learning about the judges in our state at every level important? Like, how do these people affect our regular lives?
It's critically important because these judges are making important decisions that impact Wyoming citizens every single day. They're making decisions, you know, deciding the outcome of civil disputes, contract disputes, you know, even as basic as in the family courts, the disputes about custody, divorces, things like that, that they're just making decisions on very important rulings that impact oftentimes every citizen of Wyoming.
Sharon Wilkinson is the executive director of the Wyoming State Bar. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
I appreciate being involved.